Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
We have new microphones.
Finally.
I'm really excited about these though.
Well, yeah, because mine says extra on it. I don't know if you can see that.
You can't because I didn't realize. What's it called when it's...
Like the iridescent?
Iridescent.
Yeah.
That's
smart.
And yeah, we'll fix this. It's going to be a process, like I said, piece by piece.
Well, yeah, you might not be able to see it past my ice skating dress. What we call the ice skating dress. There you go. The sleeves. I've never worn it. The tags are still in it. So I thought I'd wear it today.
She asked me to zipper up and I left the tag on.
Yeah, definitely don't take the tag
out. It's a really big tag.
I know.
Like it's a bougie tag. You're annoying.
I've never gotten to wear this. I bought this during COVID and I was like, I love this. It looks like an ice skater and I've never been able to wear it.
You did that during COVID?
Mm-hmm. When I had nowhere to go, I was like, that's so cute.
What are you going to do about your shopping addiction?
Feed it. Feed that addiction. I mean, you don't want to get rid of it ever. You never want to get rid of an addiction. You just want to feed it.
Okay, that's the opposite of everything. If you don't know her, she's kidding. We do not agree with that. You're so annoying.
Oh.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
And I'm comfortable AF right now in my blanket.
Wait, can I just say something? What are we talking about today?
Right. Okay. Well, let's just get into it. Very, very good. Thanks for that.
I'm a segueist, remember?
Mm-hmm. Merry late Christmas.
What?
I didn't have any Christmas wrapping or paper left.
I can see that. You got me a present?
I did.
Okay.
And you have to...
Oh, God. It's a book.
Aw. God damn it. Tell the people what it is.
The Let Them Theory by Melly R. Wait. And you even put, like, codes in there? Like, little...
Okay.
She said, Carly, read this, damn it. Victoria.
It's my inscription. Was that what it's called? Inscription?
Yeah, your signature. Your little note to me.
Yeah. We're official.
Yeah.
Read it, damn it. And we're going to make her read it and start that process today.
Should I go to the first tab?
Okay. So why don't you stop getting ahead of it?
Oh, okay.
And ruining what I had planned.
Just let them. Isn't that the whole point?
You don't know anything. I'm so annoyed with you right now.
Wait, did this just come in? Or was this like I thought you would like this?
They just got released. I ordered this, I think, over a month ago, pre-order. They just got distributed. So you are one of the first.
She's got a lot of work to do on me. I will say that.
Okay, work is yours. It's all on you. So, Carly, what is the Let Them Theory? Why don't you open tab number one?
Oh, I thought you were just going to ask me what I thought it was.
No, I know exactly how this is going to work.
The Let Them Theory is about freedom. The Let Them Theory will free you from the burden of trying to manage other people.
How about it? So here's what's happening.
That's like my favorite thing to do.
Okay. I pre-read this last night. I did not read the entire book. I marked through things that would stick out that kind of describe the whole point of this book and how the book works. So what is underlined is what you need to read out loud.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just what's underlined. There's a lot. And it's, from what I kind of gathered, it's I kind of want to read this next.
Well, you love her.
Yes, I do. We all should. Mel Robbins, what's up, girl?
I'm just saying.
So, Carly needs this more than anyone.
Is this, yeah, I guess.
An intervention, sure is.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this, you trying to tell me something?
You say let them as a joke, but
you
to mean it.
I do.
Like, I think the world needs you to mean it.
I say a lot of things as a joke that probably is inappropriate and...
Kind of how we started.
Yeah.
About addiction. Yeah, we know. We were there. Let's not remember that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Now, what's the problem with Carly? Let's go to tab number two.
Wait, you didn't... I still have something else to read.
Oh, wow. You're a really slow reader.
The truth is, other people hold no real power over you unless you give it to them. This is something Victoria said verbatim to me last night. Didn't know we were talking about it this morning, but she literally said this to me as she was leaving last night.
In the office.
Mm-hmm.
Before... I started reading this book. This was all notes from last night, late last night.
Really?
Yeah.
So you do the let them theory in your life.
I mean, I try.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to do the gist. We're going to do this
okay.
for all the work that I did last night. We're going to do it right.
Okay.
So what is the problem, Carly? Number two.
Okay. If you're struggling to change your life, achieve your goals, or feel happier, I want you to hear this. The problem isn't you. Hold on. I got to repeat that. The problem isn't you. Oh, wait.
I knew it. I knew this is where this is going to go.
The problem is the power you unknowingly give to other people. I like the problem isn't you. End of sentence. Period. But slay.
There was no period, was there?
Period. Period.
I disapprove, but I'm going to let you.
The problem is the power you unknowingly give to other people.
I said that to Carly last night as well.
She did.
I said, well, you're letting them do that to you. They don't even know they're doing that to you. You're letting that happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a formula.
Okay.
It's not like read this book, you'll be fine. But there's pieces to it. I mean, yes, but there's, you know, got things to action. But there's a formula. So what is the formula? Tab number three.
Oh my God, you really did a lot here. You did some work. Okay. Let them is just the first half of the equation. There is a second, even more crucial step to this theory. Let me.
What? So let them.
There's so much I can make fun of right now.
Is needed by let me.
I can't wait for this. Oh, I have a new phrase. Instead of let them, I'm just going to say let me to you all the time now when I want to do something.
Aww.
Just let me.
We do, and it never works out well. It quite literally blows up.
I like the let me theory. What is the let me theory?
But you're really doing well at reading.
Well, I'm very nervous. This is like round robin at school. Do you guys remember round robin?
Yeah, but you're the only robin.
I know. I'm the solo robin where you'd like go down the book, the textbook, to count where you probably are going, like the paragraph you're yes. going to read, and then you'd pre-read it while the other person was reading.
Yeah.
Oh, the stress.
But then it like something wouldn't work out, like yes. a kid would have to go to the bathroom or something would happen and then you read the wrong paragraph mm-hmm. preemptively.
You had just practiced in your mind
yeah.
the one you thought you were going to read.
And then you get to the one you have to read and you're like, I forget how.
That's sort of how I feel right now. I'm just bypassing commas and question marks, and I'm just saying words.
I love lamp.
I love lamp.
Do you feel out of control?
Let me. Just let me.
Well, where does that control come from, Carly? Tab number four.
My lucky number. Better say something good.
Four is your lucky number?
Yes.
Wait, I didn't know that.
I picked it back in the day.
You just picked it.
There's so much to underline here. I'm very nervous.
You should have preemptively done it.
Let me. The urge to control things comes from a very primal place, fear.
Tell us more.
Fear of being,
Just read it. Okay, not fine. All of it okay. means it's you.
Yeah. This book is not about me. Fear of being excluded, of not being liked, of things falling apart if we're not steering the ship. And it shows up in all kinds of ways. We hover over our kids. You underlined this on purpose.
Honestly, I flipped the page and my eye just went to that section and I was like, it's kismet.
Ugh, don't say kismet.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. We hover over our kids.
Manifest destiny. Okay.
I'm doing so well right now. You mess up my flow. I hate that word too. That's a trigger word for me. We hover over our kids, making sure they make the right decisions. We try to write with quotation fingers.
The right decisions. You didn't do it right. That's fine.
Well, there's so much going on right now. We try to influence our partner's habits, worrying that if we don't step in, they'll somehow get it wrong. That is my daily life.
I'm pretty sure you wrote this.
Yeah. Am I Melly R? Is that the big reveal at the end of this? I am.
There is a reveal, actually, but that tab is later.
Oh, okay. We even impose our opinions on friends, believing we know better than they do about their lives.
That one's not really you.
No, I don't know anything about anybody else's life, not even my own.
Yeah, but I don't feel like when you're listening to someone vent or have a problem, it doesn't like pop up to me that you're like, here's what you need to do. You need to do it like this. Like, I know what to do.
Yeah, no, I'm not that person.
That's not, you get really passionate about what they're talking about as if it is you.
Yeah. Or what I'll do is I'll try and, Victoria hates this. I will try and find a scenario that is most like yours and try and help you through my own personal experience. But Victoria thinks I'm trying to compare, and I'm not. I'm trying to make you feel.
You already said it, resonate.
I said resonate.
Oh, in my head you did. Did you not?
No.
We'll have to play that back. Because we've had this conversation before.
She gave me tissues because I let my nose runs when I laugh. Oh,
okay. She's allergic to fun and happiness.
Yes, yes,
but
I am.
I know. I'm well aware because we had like a blowout about a long time ago.
Car in my driveway.
Oh, my God. And she's like, stop talking like a therapist.
So
you
annoying.
Go to therapy and now you can't even talk like a real human. I was like, tell me more.
I know. My God. It was so annoying.
It's like, why are you yelling right now? No, I know you're not one-upping or like comparing, being like, I have a bad too. But I think.
Say it higher.
I think. Mm-hmm. All that needs to be said is like, oh my God, I totally hear you. I get it. And then what you need to say instead of, well, when it happened to me and you're like, cool, that's fun. Like there just needs to be more words used. Believe it or not, sometimes she doesn't use enough words.
That if I didn't make things happen, I'd be forgotten. I sometimes want to be forgotten. Like this morning when I woke up with 72 text messages, was like, yes.
From who?
Like, you know, lunch mom text messages and
like threads.
It's threads.
Oh, God,
like,
I hate
literally
threads.
Threads.
Hate them.
I think there were 16 individual ones. I mean, I am on a thread with you and mom. Then I have mom's side text. Then I'm on a thread with Billy. Then I'm on a family text. Like, I have so many threads. So if I don't answer you, that's why.
I found out yesterday, let's hold the phone, that there's a family text thread with Billy, Katie, Andrew, and Carly. So my brother, his girlfriend, my brother-in-law, and this monster right here. And I'm not in
it. I shouldn't have even told you.
Because it's a rowing machine competition threat. It's so boring.
I got a rower for Christmas from Andrew, even though I'm supposed to be off the sauce. And he got me a piece of equipment to work out more.
And I'm just eating sauce. Clearly. So I'm not allowed to be in it.
And I guess my brother helped Andrew pick out this specific rower because he wanted to get me a good one that was going to last the rest of my life. And so, because he wants me to work out for the rest of my life, there's the problem.
Oh, yeah, it's everyone else's issue. Can't wait to keep diving into these tabs.
But anyway, so we compete through rowing. Like, there's a competition, and Victoria doesn't have a rower, so she's not in the competition.
Like, I'm not in it.
And we tell really funny jokes.
Been jaw-dropped before. So now you all know.
Whatever.
And I'm going to, please feel free to text me so we can have our own threads without Carly.
No, please do that. I don't want to be in your thread.
Damn it.
Wait, last thing she underlined.
Okay.
And let's be real, because that's what we do here. Even Meliar thinks so. Control gives us the illusion of safety. Is it an illusion or does it give us safety?
Illusion.
Is it an illusion or does it give us safety?
Yes, you manic, crazy person. It's an illusion. You can never...
Or does it give us safety?
Be safe. I'm going to throw this handheld microphone at you.
You can never be safe if you're in control?
You're never in control. Like, the fact that you think you have control is the illusion. That's the farce. You don't have control. You have to accept that there is no control and you just have to go with the flow of life.
Yeah.
That will release you from all of this unwanted mental drama you put yourself through. So you don't want control. But what control does is give you that false sense of safety because you think you've got it handled.
Right. And then when I don't have it handled, I go off the deep end, is what you're saying?
I mean, yeah, when it all crashes,
Yeah.
you crash.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So there's three different theories that go along to make the Let Them theory to a degree, and she describes them in like a lot of detail. But what are they? And I think you're going to struggle on a word that I'm really excited
about. Is it
the
first word?
Yep.
Yeah. I already looked at it and was like, wait, do I have to read this? It's not underlined. I really don't want to read it, but she starred it. Can I just skip it?
Because it was in bold, so I was like, if she doesn't understand that this is what she needs to read.
I literally was going to skip down to the underline because I was like, this I can't. This is too much for me. Right. Can you just let me?
What? Oh, you have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, three different theories.
Okay, in Stoicism, the focus is on controlling your own thoughts and actions. Focus is on controlling your own. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your own thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your own actions.
Okay.
That's Stoicism.
All right. I'm confused. Do we want this? We don't want this.
Why would we not want this?
Because Stoicism sounds very negative to me.
All right, Carmella.
Okay.
You're getting stuck on the word Stoic?
Yeah.
Which just means like stiff and
yes.
unchanging and unwavering?
Correct. But we want that for ourselves.
But that's not what that sentence just said. The sentence, it's basically you can control yourself, your mind, your thought, your actions, and that's it. That's okay. All you can control.
Right. So we do have control.
What's the next goddamn theory?
Buddhism and radical acceptance teach that suffering comes from resisting reality.
And sitting on this couch. Because I'm suffering.
But this is reality, so.
Radically.
Let me. And detachment theory teaches us how to emotionally distance ourselves from situations that trigger us. I don't have that at all, I feel like.
Detachment is like one of the main, I think, focuses that we did for our 200-hour training.
For yoga?
It's a Hindu thing. It's a Buddhist thing. And all of it's combined. Like, if anybody thinks there's one true religion or theory or thought, like, it's literally all the same thing. It's
yeah.
just used in different words.
So no, I agree.
Detachment is, I was always like, but I don't want to detach from people. Like, you want to attach. You want to connect. You
yeah.
want to have those things. And it's not, it doesn't interchange. Attachment and connection don't interchange. They're not the same word. Attachment is being so gripped onto something in fear of the outcome and letting that outcome kind of overtake you. And detachment is not caring what the outcome is. So it's like,
okay.
I'm going out on these, you know, those first couple of dates with a brand new person and you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, blah, blah, I really like this person. I'm going to be crushed if it doesn't work out. Like, you're creating, you already know what the outcome needs to be for yourself.
Right.
And you will be crushed if it doesn't.
That's like expectations though, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So detachment is just like, I'm in the moment. This is awesome. If it doesn't work out, all good. Because I'm having fun right now. Like,
yeah, I'm not like that.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the point of the book.
Yeah, that's not me to a T.
Literally pointed the $16.95 I spent on the book. Actually, I don't know how much I spent.
Wait, are you charging me for the minute right now? Because this is like deep therapy and like I can't afford it.
But you're so overdue. So like the books have stopped accruing because it's now outlandish.
Okay.
But that was very good reading of the word Stoicism. We're all really proud of you.
Thank you. And I also have something that you underlined.
I did?
Yeah. When you let others be who they are, you're making an active, empowered choice to release control you never truly had.
Letting others be who they are, not who you want them to be.
Victoria wishes I had done that since the day she was born, but I've been trying to mold her into somebody else since the day she was born.
It's just
a
phase.
Oh my God, I know. Did I get you that?
No.
Oh.
My friend Nicole.
As a joke.
Made it.
Oh.
Nicole, she said my sweatshirt was a joke.
No, if I gave it to her, it would have been as a joke.
You're a horrible, horrible ice dancer.
My Michelle Kwan
says it's just a phase, and it was a full moon last night. It's a wolf moon, and I'm vibing. And I knew she was going to have a problem with it.
I wasn't going to say it, though.
Let me. And you need to let them.
I was thinking it. I was controlling my own mind that it wouldn't come out of my mouth. But you brought it up.
You failed then.
You brought it
Hold
up.
Hold on. You failed miserably or successfully.
You brought it up, so I felt comfortable enough to make fun of it.
Cool. What's the power move, Carly?
Oh, I got some power moves.
Number six.
Okay. Ooh, when you say let them, you're making a joke.
That's does not say
okay,
that.
Okay. When you say let them, you make a conscious decision not to allow other people's behavior bother you. When you say let me, you take responsibility for what you do next. Break it down. Hold on. When you say let them, you make a decision not to allow other people's behavior to bother you.
So you're
very hard.
You're detaching from their judgment that you think they're doing or the words that they just said to you that are affecting you. You are letting them. Okay. Or say they blocked you on Instagram. Let them. Like you don't care.
And you don't care. That's the I don't care 2025 motto we're doing right now.
Right, because it doesn't affect you. You're letting them show you who they are, and it doesn't, even if it's what they're directing at you is insults, let's say, that doesn't mean it's true. That doesn't mean it's who you are. So let them. So what's the let me part?
Let me, you take responsibility for what you do next.
That's the stoicism. You can control your mind, your thoughts.
Right.
So your next move, it's on you. Let me.
Right. So
let
basically
me not react.
I was just going to say your reaction.
Right. Or responses.
Because they're different.
Okay. So there's a shocking reveal. We've made it to the tab number 7. What is this shocking reveal?
Oh my God.
It's so you're never going to guess. Like no one's ever thought this before. It's wild. Ready?
Life is stressful.
It's the chapter
Wait,
title.
I can totally write a book. I can write a book. I can say life is stressful.
You'd be okay with people paying their hard-earned money for your BS?
To write life is stressful? Let them? Let me. Period. Sorry. Period.
If that was loud for your ears, I apologize. She's learning, you know?
Let me.
Okay. So that was the... okay. So then what is stress really doing? Go to tab 8.
Oh, God. God, there's so
There's not many. These are just little...
Okay. Sorry. I have, sound effects.
Yep. Tourette's.
Yep. I wasn't going to say
unfiltered it. Unfiltered moments.
I can't control it. Stress causes you to doubt yourself, procrastinate, burn out, doom scroll, and struggle with comparison. Oh, my God.
What does it feel to have an entire book written about you? Like, how does that feel?
I don't have stress and anxiety. If you're having trouble focusing, feeling happy, or taking care of yourself, the reason is stress. Oh, I 100% agree with that.
Well, yeah.
When you're stressed out, or when I'm stressed out, the last thing I want to do is anything to solve the problem. I do anything but solve the problem.
Yes, and in turn, sometimes I create more problems.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Because I start projects that I'm not finishing. And then I'm like even more stressed because I don't like that.
I tend to get overwhelmed to the point of
no return.
Nothing, like nothingness.
Yeah.
Nothing can happen. Nothing.
What? Nothing?
Yeah. And then I get mad at Andrew for trying to help and fix the problem when I just want to live in my stress.
We'll get into relationships as well.
Okay.
But it's true though, because you just put it onto whoever's around you.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, it's if you're living in the house with people, it goes to whoever those people are. So you're putting it on your kids too.
Yeah. Cool. She also told me, who is she? She also told me, Melly.
Did I put she? No. Did I underline she?
Yeah.
Doctor. It's a doctor from Harvard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She also told me that if your inner critic is louder than ever, you're struggling with procrastination, you're tired, you can't stop scrolling on your phone, you're having trouble disconnecting from work. Basically stress.
Disconnecting from work.
Oh, yeah, that's all we do.
Disconnecting from work. I do pretty darn well disconnecting from work. When we are not scheduled to teach, I don't show up. Like, I could have gone to Carly's class last night, but it's my turn. Every other Monday.
I put the mic down.
I didn't even like how that came out of her mouth. I didn't feel that at all.
She dropped mic.
Every other Monday, it's Monday night, it's one of us. And every other Monday morning, it's one of us. So if whoever does it in the morning doesn't do it at night. Carly will show up to all of them. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So it's a night her body could be resting. She could be spending quality dinner time, which she hates with her kids.
No, I don't hate it. It's just so stressful.
Well, or maybe not doing dinner with her kids and doing something else, getting something done, like a shopping list that she needs to do.
I make them come to C-Fit and sit in the kids' room.
On a night she doesn't have to be there. So disconnecting from work is a sign of stress. So when you're like, I'm not stressed, there's nothing about me that, like, I'm not worrying about anything. That's not worrying. That's physically walking through stress.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a hard time disconnecting. Victoria doesn't like it when I wake her up with text messages about all the things we have to do for CFIT or new ideas that she's like, and she'll write, no, no, been done, didn't work. Yes, not doing that. Absolutely not. Like, no, that was like the January 2nd text message that I sent her. All these new ideas. Nope, nope, been done, didn't work.
But like, true, fact. Okay. And also, didn't you already complain about the reason you don't make lists is because we woke up with mom giving us a list of things to do in the morning when you've just woken up. And now you're doing it via technology. It's not a list. It's a text mess. Like, each word gets its own text. That type of text. You all know. You all went like this. Oh, my God. You know.
Well, she didn't like it.
What's another piece to why you need to let them, Carly? Number 9.
Okay. Okay. Because everybody has critical opinions about people they love as well as total strangers. It's a fact of life. Embrace it, accept it. Instead of trying to change reality, start using it to your advantage. Let them. You didn't underline let them, but I feel like we needed to finish that.
It was in italics.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I got to break down.
you were just reading words?
Yes. I'm so nervous right now. I am reading that I'm not listening to what I'm reading. I'm just trying to get the words out correctly.
I think that's every day.
I'm having critical opinions about people. Myself.
That's just as bad.
Every day, everybody has... See, I messed up. I messed up.
And you pre-read it. You preemptively prepared.
I messed up. I'm crying. Okay, I didn't mess up that badly, though. It's just everybody to every day. I don't know why. Okay.
Wait, you are crying. She is crying right now.
So nervous. Everybody has critical opinions about people they love as well as total strangers. I mean, everybody judges. As hard as people try not to, everybody does it.
So then why do you care so much?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. And you know what? I don't want to care. But, like, I take everything personally.
No.
But I don't want to. I might pretend, and I don't think it comes across that well, that I don't care. But I don't want to care.
Well, this is why you have this book. Okay. We're going to keep moving.
Okay.
So 10. What's one of the most important reasons for this let them theory?
One of the reasons.
It's a paragraph. Everyone, God, don't hold your
damn
breath.
Damn it. Ugh, hold on. One of the reasons why I love the let them theory is that anytime you improve yourself, it improves all your relationships. And this is particularly true with family.
What?
Thank God for the break. I have felt the impact in my own family. The stuff that used to bother me doesn't stress me out anymore. That is a hard one. To just, like, let the things that have bothered you your whole life just, like, not matter anymore.
But it's not a snap. You're deciding it's, like, a snap of the finger. It's a practice.
Yeah.
It's a piece by piece, like, day to day trying to do it until it becomes part of you.
Yeah.
Just like... you would practice teaching. Like, we weren't good at it in the beginning. We were nervous. We had to look at notes on the floor. I did that the other day, though.
Yeah, she totally did.
My brain is, I'm tired. Okay? I can't. And I did it last minute. Anyway, we had to look at notes on the floor. We also had mom in the corner going,
oh my God,
giving us, like, the stank face, being like, you messed up. How dare you?
There's a catch step, and there shouldn't be a catch step. That's too hard for people. Right foot, left foot.
So there's, then we did it, and then we did it, and then we did it, and we kept making mistakes, but we kept going. And now, I can improv very well.
I cannot.
Exactly. But you teach very well. You cue well.
I cue well, but I cannot do what you do and just like, oh, well, we're going to do this because I forgot the dance. I'm like, oh, we're scrapping that dance. We're going to do something else.
Yeah, she makes us start over.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
No, I can't do it.
So, but that's the same thing. It's a practice of like trying to breathe through whatever has been like the constant trying to pick a word you don't like, and it's really hard because you don't like anything. So I'm going to say trigger, a constant trigger that a family member does.
Yeah.
To like slowly chip away at that like tightness you put around it.
Yeah.
And then eventually you won't actually care.
Yeah, it literally says I don't allow myself to get sucked into the drama and stay laser focused on how I show up and live my life. So
how about it?
It just is so much easier said than done.
Hold on. What's the problem again? Go to tab 11.
You're so good at this.
I went to school for this, everyone.
Oh, my God. She did.
I'm acting my face off.
You are the problem. Read that one correctly. And the first step is accepting the truth. Life isn't fair. It's just not. If my mom said that to me one more time growing up, because I'm a very fair person, which you all know, we've talked about this before, my mom would just say, life isn't fair. Life's not always fair. I hated that so much.
But why? It's true.
Because I, growing up, felt that if I did something, it was fair to get this. Or if I did X, Y, and Z, it ends up in, you know, if I did ABC, it ends up X, Y, and Z.
Because this is algebra. Yeah. We don't do math.
But like, and so when it didn't end up the way that I felt I deserved, it was not unfair.
Attached to the outcome.
Yeah.
I mean, you are the reason for this book. You're who she had in mind when she was writing this with her daughter. She wrote this with her daughter.
I was not a very go with the flow person.
Carly, you're still not.
Okay.
But you are in some random, like, things that I'll get bent out of shape about, you're like, who cares?
I don't feel like that happens ever.
No, it does. And now I can't think of an example. I should have had that ready in my...
Yeah, you should have had that one example that happened in our life.
No, there are things where I'm like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I guess a lot of them were with dating.
Yeah.
That I would think something was, you know, amiss or like, shouldn't have happened, or that person shouldn't have said it. And you were like, stop. That's not.
I know, but you were right in saying I know nothing about online dating. I don't. But I...
Say it for the people in the back.
But I know a thing or two about people. And I don't like the rules.
Do you?
I don't like the rules that this online dating has put out there. And I feel like there should be no rules. And you should just go on your gut and not how, if this emoji, sending this emoji means this, and responding in 20 minutes versus 2 hours means this. Like, I can't do that. Just be.
But if there were no rules, how would things be fair? And things have to be fair. So how is that equal balance happen? If you're okay with no rules, you can't be okay
with no
rules someplace and not others.
No, okay, I'm not okay with no rules. I didn't like those rules. There's a difference.
Oh. That's a preference?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like the online dating rules. I thought they were stupid, and I think you should just be able to be who you want to be and not – I didn't like them. I love rules. Love rules.
And when you follow the rules and somebody else doesn't follow the rules,
I hate
you
that.
You get so bent.
Yes.
It's you also can't let it go until – sometimes I don't think you ever let it go.
There's a lot of things I don't let go. And when
– Where are you storing that in this little – Ice dancer outfit you have on. Like, where do you store all these?
Oh, in my chest.
But I'm bump, folks. For those of you who can't see her, there's nothing there.
Besides negative A.
There's gotta be a better way.
There is, and I don't think I'm ready to do that, but
it's like $2,000.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's getting them removed. We're talking about implants? We switched gears.
We did. I think some of you were with us, though.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. What's the question? What is number 12? What is the question?
You're so... I mean, the segue is I got to learn from you.
I'm not the segueist. I'm making this numerical.
The question is, will you let yourself do it?
What?
Probs not. The most important part of the let them theory is understanding that you're responsible for your own happiness. Now, I understand that. I think when I was younger, I used to be like, if Andrew's not happy, I'm not happy. Or like, Andrew's making me unhappy.
Well, you literally just said that to me the other day. She ruins my class. She ruins my day.
Yeah.
She ruins whatever.
Yeah.
She was talking about me. But I was like, but you're letting that happen.
Yeah. No, like, that's
true. You could have a great time because this is what you love to do and this makes you happy. And even if you don't want to start by the end, you're so happy that it happened.
Right.
But you let one thing bother you enough.
Yes. And it takes over.
You give it power.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, you understand you are in control of your own happiness until something happens, and then you have no control.
Yeah.
And you allow that thing to fester and, like...
Sometimes it doesn't last that long, but it's long enough that it will ruin my mood.
But you're letting that happen.
Yeah, no,
I
know.
That's the point. Okay.
I don't know how to fix it in the moment, but I know after the fact what it... Like, I can diagnose myself after the fact, but while it's happening, while somebody's affected... Like, when Andrew's in a bad mood, I'm like, why are you in a bad mood? Because you're making me in a bad mood.
No.
I know.
No. Here's what happened. We went from tab 11 to tab 12, and in between tab 11 and tab 12 are like so many pages of this book. Because it goes through relationships, it goes through children, how to do this with children. This is kind of an adult theory.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go for more of the adult, because you can't let kids, you know, do bad things to other kids. Like, you can't let them, right? So this is more of like adults have their own thoughts of their own. Adults do the judgment. Adults give a judgment to you. So it's the adult brain that this really is directed towards.
Mm-hmm.
And so it talks about, but how do you also make boundaries for your kids and stuff like that. So there's a lot of chapters about that. There's a lot of chapters about relationships. There's a chapter about if you're single and how to get through dating with this theory, basically the detachment we mm-hmm. talked about before. I skipped all of that. We weren't going to do all of that.
She's only doing the things that pertain to me.
It's 99% of the book. But that relationship, there's a whole thing on how your partner... It does affect your mood. If you have a negative partner every single day, would you not also become negative? You soak in what they put out, but there's a piece of it that, like, that doesn't have to be you.
Well, it's really funny that you say that, because Andrew's, like, never in a bad mood, but when he is, he can be curmudgeon-y, and he's like, I hate it when you ask me if I'm in a bad mood, because that makes me more in a bad mood. And if I was in a bad mood, wouldn't it be helpful if you tried to, like, be positive and help me get out of the bad mood, so that instead of acknowledging it, you just ignored it, and then it would go away for me probably. And I was like, yeah, probably, but that's not fun.
Andrew is the let them theory. Andrew lets everyone do whatever.
Whatever.
He gives no F's.
No, he doesn't.
And Carly's the one, like, taking all the F's.
I do. I store them. I store them.
She's like, oh, thank you. I'll put this one here. Oh, thank you. I'll put this one here.
I do. I love to collect the F's.
I hate that you side-eyed to me to make sure that I actually understood what you said.
If you're giving them out, I'll take them.
Wait. So I went to a concert with my brother in September.
Uh-huh.
It was the Bourbon Festival in Kentucky, and we went to – he was forcing me to drink bourbon.
Oh, man.
I know. So we – no, it was bad. It was bad. it was really bad. So we went to, like, one of the bars, I forget, and got a drink. But this bartender was so amazing. Like, she was like, I'm working tonight, and I'm going to make the best out of this entire festival of, like,
yeah,
who knows who's going to come into my path, right? Like, drunk people, nice people, mean people. She was giving out little wooden words that say F-U-C-K, and she was like, I don't give a – and she would give it to you, and you were like, oh, thank you. I have one.
Stop.
And Billy got one. I think mine's red, because my first one broke, and Billy was like, oh, no. And he went back, and he was like, her F broke. She was like, oh, we can't have that. But that's what I'm picturing. Like, people are just giving out, and Carly's like, yeah.
Just give me all the Fs, please.
Catching them in her apron.
Because I store them.
So there's a, oh my God. There's a benefit to this book, Carly. What is the benefit of this book? Find number 13.
Oh my God, it's all the way in the beginning. I gotta go all the way back to the beginning.
It's in the intro of the
book. Oh my God. Okay. Ugh. If you can promise yourself that you'll stick with me through this book, read, absorb, and immediately start implementing what you learn, I guarantee you, your life will get a little easier and your relationships will get so much better. This will be one of the most liberating and empowering things you will ever experience. And it all begins with the two simple words, let them.
She tried in her brain really hard to think of two different words to say to make it funny, because everything's a joke. And you didn't. You failed. You did not.
I wanted to say F-U-C-K off. And I thought that would be really funny if those were the two most simple, empowering words.
But you can't say the word. No. She physically cannot say the word, so spelling it wouldn't have worked.
I collect them, but I can't say it. Oh, yeah, you pegged me. I did. I sat there for at least a second and a half thinking, how can I make this funny?
Don't say pegged me. Okay. So, we have a little game.
Wait, before you say that, congrats on the... I love taking the wind out of your sails.
I almost wrote that in a text yesterday.
Really?
Oh, that's so weird. I was typing that out and then erased it because I was like, nobody says that.
Oh, I did.
You can't write that in a text. That's fine. Oh my God, that's so weird. Okay, keep going.
Did I take the wind out of your sails?
Twice.
I love this book. Thank you. I appreciate it. Melly R. Owes me some money. Clearly was her guinea pig for writing this book.
And she's been creeping on you for years.
Yeah, I feel
that. Watching you.
And also, I just want to put out there, I've started the show Shrinking, and it's about therapists. Oh my God, everybody should go watch it. Just go watch it. And I did learn something from it.
I don't approve of you talking about this.
Like doing every other therapy session, like, fit to be real, and reading books and watching a funny comedy about therapists.
You shouldn't keep therapy out of your mouth. Also, you need to read this book.
I will. You tapped it out for me so nicely. I'll read
the
text.
No, but knowing you, she's like, well, I read it. She underlined things. That's all I need. Every single week, we want a page.
Out of my book?
No, a number. Okay. I've made it from page 50. To page 60, you need to read. And that's going to be our hot girl check-in. What? Reads the book.
Probably.
No, you will.
Okay, yep.
Because we're going to talk about it every week until it's done.
Okay.
So if our listeners get super annoyed with this topic, you need to read faster.
Let them.
Good for you! You did it! But you know what? That's a really good segue into this game. This game is called To Let Them or Not To Let Them.
Okay, so as soon as you did this book, I was like, damn it. Had I known this is what we're talking about today, I would have done a game called like that.
You had done game called like that? Hold on. I had to take a second to hear you.
I would have done it like, would you let them or would you not let them? You're fired.
Wait, my phone's on silent, but my computer must not be. Who's calling me from Norristown? Okay. So, you have to tell us if you believe this is a let them, it doesn't bother me because I'm good at the let them theory, or not let them, this needs to be handled and controlled and talked about.
Sorry.
Okay?
Fixing my dress. Yep.
I have to practice this theory as well. All right. If oat milk cold foam gets discontinued.
Oh, my God.
Let them or no?
Nah.
False. Let them.
Okay.
If mom reads the news headlines to you out loud.
No. Let me.
False. Let them.
No. I can't.
If your kids run around the house with scissors.
Oh my God, no.
Good job. You got one right.
Dean tried that yesterday.
I lobbed in some easy ones.
Okay.
The thought of people not liking what you post on Instagram.
Oh, no. I can't have that.
Okay. It's a let them.
Okay.
You're failing as a human. Okay.
I'm being honest.
When clients show disapproval of your business changes that you've made.
I want to say let them, but at the same time, we work for them. So it's hard for me to let them.
Cool. So when you raise the prices from $15 to $18 and people are giving a stink, are you supposed to let that or not?
No, I mean, yeah, I'm going to let them. What? I'm going to let them be bothered by it.
You're going to let them. You're not going to let their disapproval of you raising a walk-in price, not even $20.
Just $3.
Let them.
Yeah, let
them. That's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, it's yours.
Wow. This is harder than I thought.
It's a game, right? I thought this was supposed to be fun.
Thought you were going to get them right. When your 10-year-old fights you on wearing the bows and the dresses that you want her to wear, do you let her?
I know the right answer. Let her. Fine. Let her wear whatever she wants, even if it's not cute. Let her.
We need a moment of silence.
Poor Melody.
Let your kids take over your bedroom?
Let them.
I put no.
No. That's personal opinion. That is personal opinion.
True, true.
And I don't like your opinion.
When a client looks miserable, your entire class, do you let them or do you let it bother you?
Victoria says let them.
This is not Simon Says.
Victoria says let them.
When others, maybe even family members, judge your parenting skills.
Say family members again.
Can't. Literally can't.
Let them. My brother and I parent our kids very differently, and I have come to the conclusion that he can say whatever he wants, and I will let him.
She's given up, folks.
I'm giving up, because he just say whatever you want, Billy. I don't care.
That took a personal turn. All right. So there's construction on the route that you always take, and now you're going to be late for something.
Ugh.
Let it, like, or be pent up and frazzled. And
well, I'm definitely going to be stressed out about it, but I will for now let them and put on NSYNC and just sit in my NSYNC.
That sounds so bad. You know, sometimes you just have to sit in your NSYNC, you know? So... a parent or a child of yours is not letting you say no to things.
Wait, what?
Your parent or your children, when you say no and create a boundary,
they
have a problem with it. Do you let it or do you fight it?
Are you in our family? We don't say no in our family.
I say no a lot.
Well, you say no the best.
Which you said to Pedro, I believe.
I did.
And he went, that's scary.
I know, because she doesn't say no that often, but she says no the most.
And he was like, we all need to work on this. I was like, I know.
Yeah. So if you're talking about our family.
We're a family of people pleasers. I'm semi-reformed. Carly is.
You're semi-reformed.
Just born.
I'm just formed. So I want to say the right answer that everybody wants to hear is let them set the boundaries. But in our family, probably don't let them and just suffer.
Discontinued Planet Oat Milk ice cream.
No. I've tried to let them. I've contacted them. I've asked them to send me everything that they have left. And unfortunately, I had to let them say no to me.
Correct. I put no, don't accept that. Overdress or underdress for an event or a party because you just, you know, don't care.
Are you asking me that right now? Let them.
We're not sure what a beige dress for the ice means. Are you underdressed? Are you overdressed? We're not sure.
It doesn't matter. I'm dressed.
I'm going to let you.
Just be thankful for that. I'm wearing clothes.
You walked in and got undressed. So
I did.
There's that. Long line. At the airport security line. You have time, you'll make it, but it stands still, and you've been there for a really long time. There's one person holding the whole thing up.
I have no problem with that. I don't think I've ever had a problem at the airport where I'm, like, freaking out because I am always on time. Victoria would disagree with that, but I hate being late.
She shows up on the minute.
Yeah.
That's late.
I hate being late. I'm, like, 45 minutes early for every class, though.
Except for this.
Except for this. I walk in at 9:30.
So.
I would say let them. I have no problem with waiting in line. I have things to do, people to talk to.
I feel like you've gotten some right, but still you've gotten them all wrong. At the same time, they're still all wrong.
What do you think?
All right, here's a bonus question for the win. I said it's a bonus question.
Sorry, I was talking to Justin.
For the win.
He says let them.
Now you know. Decide my responses and reactions are the only things I can control. So who cares if I am the villain in someone else's story? This is a bonus question for the win.
Does it negate everything I've said before? And if I tell you the right answer, then I win everything? Or is it just a bonus question and I still lose?
It's a trick question. And the answer is not no. Let them or do not let them.
Oh, what's the question again?
I'm not saying it again.
Something about being the villain in somebody else's story. Yeah, that's fine. I'm working on that.
Okay, so everything has been a two-word thing. Let them, no let
no,
them.
No let them.
This is a...
Let them and don't let them.
What? It's a let me.
Oh, it's a let me.
Because you cannot control anything other than yourself. So let me. How do you react to that? You let me not react.
That was a really hard one.
Apparently so is the one about oat milk. So.
Well.
You definitely lost. But you won.
But it gave me things to think about.
Well, that's good because you're going to read the whole book and continue on your thinking journey. It's going to be new for you.
It is. But this goes along with my resolution.
I don't like how you...
I did air quotes. Because it's not a resolution. Just with my motto of I don't care this year. Like, I'm going to do whatever I feel I need to do. Not always what makes me happy, because sometimes doing for other people doesn't always make you happy. Like, things that you have to do, what's right, doesn't make you happy. So I don't want to say... Every single thing I do this year has to make me happy.
This is part of the video where I wish we had somebody zooming in the camera for me to go,
No, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't believe that everything, every decision, everything needs to make you happy all the time.
Absolutely not.
Right. So I'm saying.
It can't.
Right. So I'm saying that this isn't the year of, like, I don't care. I'm going to do whatever as long as I'm happy. Because that's not realistic. I'm going to say this goes along with my motto of I don't want to care as much about stupid things that are keeping me from being happy.
It was really hard to let you say all of that. First of all.
Thanks for letting me.
Second of all, yes, if that's your motto, your intention was to not doom scroll at night, so maybe you can kind of change a piece of your doom scrolling and read a paragraph instead that can help with that. We can aid in your success. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you like it.
Cool.
But I think that's a good, that the era coming up for you, as T-Swift would say, this is your era of
taking all the F's.
Letting go?
No.
Ooh.
No, I don't want to take them all.
No, you want to give them away.
I want to give them away. I'm going to give them to you.
Okay. So per usual, thank you for coming on this journey, this impromptu surprise of a journey.
Next week, I'm the boss.
You weren't confident about that sentence.
Because I don't
Do you
think
say I'm, or I'm?
I'm the boss.
How dare you?
No, I will not be the boss next week either. I was just trying to end this.
That's good. So, per usual, remember you are always fit to be real
and always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.